And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over strategies, ideas to help you improve your current investments and or present or future retirement income. So here we are, mid-late summer, over halfway through 2021. 18 months ago, the COVID market correction occurred. It was late in February 2020 when the news first broke that the deadly virus was no longer contained in parts of China, but it spread to Italy and Iran, and within days, globally. As a market, as a society, we've shown great resilience. It wasn't easy at first. Adaptability, able to deflect some of that hurt news from hitting us head on. Now, investors didn't panic, or most anyway. We were able to adapt, work from home, pick up delivery, and the frontline workers stepped up big time. Some workers, well, unfortunately, they were laid off, but programs were there to benefit, to help right away. Travel, hotels and restaurants, anything where social gatherings took place were off limits to really just about now, just coming back on. And after some interruptions, some waves back and forth, openings and closures and temporary shutdowns, till finally it's just about getting under control now. Now, it's not 100% yet, but certainly much, much better. Now, out of the COVID crisis, we learned to work from home, stay close to family, and not panic. Market-wise, while travel and restaurants faced hard times, housing prices and home renovations took off. And for the next while, everything should be a lot cleaner going forward. And no matter what happens, generally people, we find ways to build something positive out of hardship. We don't or won't settle to be down for long. Well, investments can be the very same way. The setbacks were temporary, but the gains that your investments have made or should have made in the past 14 months from last May till June of this year, high double-digit gains. Again, we talk about from June 1 of 2020 to the end of June of 2021. Funds like Fidelity American up 23% in that 12-month span. Canadian Midcap, the Opportunities Fund, up 39% in 12 months. The large cap, Fidelity Canadian, up 27%. The Far East up 23.7%. And of the Fidelity 5, International is lowest of the 5 at 16%. All impressive numbers. But you have to realize, the markets were off last spring. Markets had fallen from their February highs, fallen at a faster rate, the deepest decline since the Great Depression of 1929, only to see, 60 days later, at the end of April, the markets hitting back up. As the markets bottomed out, sort of like a plane losing altitude rather quickly, then leveled off, then a rapid ascension, the financial airplane kicked it into another high gear, soaring to all-time highs within months. All that in 2020, as 2020, that year, was like no other. So when a client comes to see me and tells me, you know, my bank funds have done well for the past 12 months, I'm up 10, 12, 15%. Well, all good funds were up that much. The breeze was so strong behind home plate from May 20th to July of this year that little pop-ups that usually just land over third base, well, the wind carried them well over, well out to left field, over the wall, clearing the green monster by a mile. Shortstops who weigh 170 pounds and normally hit 200 and bunt single their way on base were quoting dingers, home runs, going deep from May 20th to June 21. And while 15% is extremely good returns for any time period, that was low compared to what the market was doing for that stretch when plus 20% was the norm. Now, all those numbers will come back down to more normal returns. Only the better hitters, the better golfers, the better team, the better funds always find a way to stay a few runs, a few percentage points, or a few strokes ahead. You need to look at the last 5 and 10 years to get an idea to evaluate a fund's performance. Funds over a 5 or 10 year span, find out if they're keepers or not. That same Fidelity American, 12% per year the last 5 years. That's a 60% increase in your growth. The Canadian Opportunities, very much the same, 12%. Canadian Large Cap, 7.7. Far East, 11%. That's a 55% gain in 5 years. International, 9.4. If those funds sound familiar, so Roger, those are the same funds you mentioned last year and the year before and 3 years on your show. Well, you're right. They are. They're consistent, long-term winners. Not guaranteed returns, but rather predictable. You see, that's the market you're in today. And you have to realize it. It's not the 80s or the 90s anymore. Back then, the way it used to be, high rates and GICs. Sometimes your investments and thinking need to be readjusted to present day. Locking in your investments in long-term low-rate fixed returns, GICs, making you zero point nothing, unlike 20 years ago, where rates were rather more attractive. Yields were decent, 4 to 5% range on bonds and bond funds and GICs. And GICs back in the 80s, 40 years ago, astounding, 19% on GICs and Canada Savings Bonds. Of course, the mortgage rates, though, were also 20%. So you really weren't that far ahead when you balanced it all out. Well, today, for the past decade, it's been a great time to invest. Rates have fallen to all-time lows. Mortgage rates now 2%, not 20%. But growth funds, still producing an annual five-year return of 6% or better. It's even a better time to invest now, for there are great gains to be made. You know, here we are, the start of 2020s. In the 1980s, for some of us, they don't seem that long ago. Early 80s, 1981, 40 years ago, Raiders of the Lost Ark debuting. Pierre Trudeau just wrapping up as his term as Prime Minister. And some of the same singers we have today, Elton John and the Eagles, were around in 81. Sheena Easton, Morning Train, made her debut that year in The Royal Wedding, Charles and I, all 1981, maybe not that long ago. But it's the same period for us now, going back to 1981, as 1981 was to 1941, World War II, and all those events, the pre-D-Day invasion, storming the beach, hadn't even happened yet. That same 40-year span, times change, investment opportunities change. There was no tax-free back in the 80s, but today, you can begin with $75,000 and build from there tax-free growth. And you repeat that back to yourself a few times. Tax-free growth. Not just savings, but growth. Tax-free earnings. No impact or clawback on taxes or pensions. Tax-free pension. And all Canadians 19 years and older have equal access to it. Same amounts. The richer people don't get to place more money than you do. It's all the same. But they might be aware of more options better suited for growth. And the more options you know about how to build a tax-free pension, the better off you should be. You may have listened a few weeks ago to one of my clients had his tax-free at his bank. His RSP and pension he had brought over to me about a couple years ago, but he opened what he thought was going to be a savings account at his bank. Well, why not make it tax-free? Unfortunately, he opened up with $125,000, exceeding the limit by $50,000. Had it all in savings, over the limit, what would have been a fine. What was it placed in? Well, savings account. So no return, no growth, just a heavy tax fine. There is a contribution limit, but not a growth limit in your tax-free. You can't start off with $1 million, but over time, you can certainly invest your way towards it. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income on your Financial Destination Show. We'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So while the markets rise and fall, just like the Bay of Fundy tides, good growth funds outperform mediocre, balanced, and fixed income funds. Now, a wise investor doesn't usually load up in just one direction, one stock, or just one fund. A wise investor will diversify, not spread out everywhere, but target or select a range that will provide both the flexibility and results based on your needs, your timeline, that best suits you. The biggest risk is lowering or narrowing your choices, having inflation, taxes, and time eat away at your present or future retirement income. You know, we only have a few decades to put this all together. You got to graduate, got to work, raise a family, and retire. It happens very quickly. Investing poorly or not paying attention and time slips by, it's serious business, for there's no refund on lost time. Words like diversify and choices and target selections, alternatives to just growth. Used to be bond and fixed income, while less volatile, now today offer no yield. So an alternative investing, also called private equity or income funds, perhaps 10 to 15% of your investments placed in a suitable private income fund. Not publicly listed, not the daily ups and downs that can cause, sometimes can play with your head or cause you emotions when the markets move. They're designed to offer a targeted fixed rate, most often in the 6 to 10% annual range, with minimal change to that. Now, they're not guaranteed. Much like dividends or future returns, they're not. But they are rather predictable. It's a means of placing, again, maybe 10 to 20% of your investments in funds like this. The funds could be in real estate funds, apartments. We all know how the demand for housing and real estate has boomed all over North America this past decade. Could be funds that deal with corporate debt or bridge loans to companies and funding. And for some of you who tuned in a few weeks back and listened to my interview with Invico Capital, could be a company that deals with government tax credits, companies looking for small bridge financing until their government tax credits are issued the following year. Or it could be a company, simply a global company that owns several other companies under it, and prefers not to list them on the open markets, but instead pays it a handsome yearly distribution or income. It could be one of those. All can be in your tax-free, your RSP, your RIF, etc. And while annual rates of, let's say, 7% sounds kind of low compared to the past few years of double-digit gains, those double-digit gains will and are due to fall back and will level back out to more reasonable 6-plus range themselves. Now, the open funds will get to that 6-plus, but they do it with a wide variety of returns over the years. You might be up 23% one year, down minus 2 the next, plus 7 the next. And most times, not always, but most times, stocks, mutual funds, seg funds, the biggest gains made for the year are in the first 6 months, usually from January to June. Now, 2020 was the opposite, but 2020 was opposite of any other year you've ever seen. But most times, your funds have the biggest gains in the first 6 months as compared to the second half of the year. Usually there's a late summer doldrums in the markets and the sell-offs, and most corrections are late third quarter, late summer, early fall. That's just the way it is. Now, several of my clients have cashed in or transferred some of their double-digit paper profits for the past 12 months and have locked some into that other profit. Some have cashed it in their bank, and some have cashed it in and put it into something else. Some of it tax-free, others extra RIF income, some wanting to place into lock-in profits. Where to place some of that profit? Again, alternative or private funds could be a strong choice. With the purpose of private funds are to provide a straight 7% sort of range each and every year. Not all things go as planned, but most do. To see if those funds are suitable for you, you'll need to arrange a meeting with a private market specialist. But the combo of growth fidelity SEG funds with the suitable alternatives has provided investors with a solid 1-2 diversified punch of excellent growth and enhanced income for the past decade. It could be suitable for you as well. Those are the times we are in. We hope you learned something today, and thank you for joining us here every Thursday morning. I truly enjoy the feedback and the calls. Many are current clients, which are happy to share their stories. And they, too, were new at one time. And other callers who are new and wanting to talk financial advice. We appreciate that, because if you're asking questions, you're learning something. For more on this, we are located at 1702 Sackville Drive. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. And if you do call, I can guarantee you this much. It won't be on hold for half an hour, pressing multiple buttons and speaking with someone new each time. It'll just be you and me. Until next time, this is Roger Hamilton. Stay safe and stay invested.